Anti-government protesters clashed with security forces Wednesday in Caracas, Venezuela, as crisis conditions in the country worsen. One person was killed in the violence. Local politician Ramon Muchacho said 84 people were sent to the hospital. National Guard soldiers used tear gas and water cannons against the protesters, who were trying to march to the Supreme Court. Protesters there have reportedly thrown bottles filled with human waste at security forces. At least 39 people have died since protests started in April. On Wednesday, Miguel Castillo, a 27-year-old college graduate, was killed. Tensions intensified last week after President Nicolas Maduro sought to hold a special assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. Opposition leaders say he is trying to keep himself and his allies in power. The unrest appears to be affecting many parts of Venezuelan society, including health services. A recent report released by the health ministry says that the number of women who died in childbirth in 2016 reached 756. That is a 66% increase from the year before. Infant deaths have also increased sharply, and confirmed cases of malaria in the country increased 76% from the year before. The report was the first released by the health ministry since July 2015. It is not clear why the ministry restarted publishing its weekly report. President Maduro has blamed the health crisis on medicine hoarding. His government says some of the country's richest citizens are holding on to large amounts of medicine to create unrest. A leading group representing drug makers says there are shortages of 85% of medicines. Long waits have been reported at pharmacies. Because of the country's deep economic crisis, many doctors are leaving the country. Patients are having a hard time getting treatment. The Venezuelan economy was hit hard by the fall in oil prices more than 2 years ago. The Maduro government has been unable to ease high inflation, shortages of goods and services, and growing unrest. I'm Mario Ritter.